Life Walkers, get ready to start journeying life mostly natural with me, your guide, Moke Angel.
Get us where we want to go, I'll keep on going, and no matter how it rolls.
Hello, my fellow Life Walkers and Freedom Talkers, it's me, Moke Angel, and I am here ready to talk about a new segment in my episodes or our pod trails, which I will basically call them Time to Chat. And what I am hoping to achieve is that this is going to be a time where we can openly discuss or have conversations about things that we may agree or disagree on what's currently happening with ourselves. Well, okay, when I say ourselves, I mean mostly what's happening if you live here in the United States, in our country, or like some world issues that a lot of us are being impacted by. And I felt by doing this is a way to be able to give us an evenly portioned out life journey experience together as we go down our pod trails and discuss different aspects of our real life journey. And I feel that it's an important part of our life's journey is to be able to have open communications where you can freely talk about things to one another with the intent of being able to discuss it openly. And if there's a situation where you need to find a resolution, then being able to find a resolution, even if that resolution might be to agree to disagree in the end. Now, if you're ready, let's start our Time to Chat pod trail. This pod trail is called America's Baby Formula Shortage. So then, why is it being passed out at the border first? Like, what the... You know? Okay, so, let me tell you guys. I was really surprised to hear about our country at the moment is having a baby formula shortage. Like, why is that happening? I was surprised, and this is what I asked myself when I first heard it, because it was completely coming out of left field to me. Like, all of a sudden we have this baby formula shortage. Alright, I'll be honest. I really didn't expect, for some reason, and I don't know why, it could just be my naivete when it comes to our country's concern about our children and their health and their education, their well-being, and all of this stuff. Like, it's like a big major deal, and knowing that we are dealing with the warnings of our supply chains is getting harder and harder for us to get things, and we are being warned that we're going to be having food shortages and what have you, and knowing as well that our country is usually the first when it comes to those certain issues for other countries to want to get up there and get out there and help them, right? Well, what is going on with the idea of needing to help ourselves right now and making sure that our own children and our own babies are being taken care of first before we go and we put ourselves out there and extend ourselves for others. Now, I understand that on a personal level, many of us have experiences, and this is probably a great conversation to have for some of us here today on this pod trail, because we do have that problem, don't we? We kind of overextend ourselves and almost give our shirts off of our own backs to someone else, and then realize, one, we probably didn't get all of our laundry done that week and we have no clean shirts to wear, or two, we have no other shirt to replace that shirt that we have at the moment. And that's kind of where our country is, I feel, at the moment. We are at a point where, yes, we are willing to give you our shirt off of our back, but we do not have the shirts to replace it. And we are in desperate need to replace or replenish our own shirt supply first. I feel that's something that we need to work on, not just at a personal level, but apparently at a level when it comes to our own country and how much we love to be there for others. And I love that about our country. That's one of the things I love about being an American, and I love about our community, is the fact that when things do get tough, most of us just don't stop to think about all the other silly things that we normally do when things are all good, right? That kind of causes us to like question one another more, or have these biases that we have sometimes, or just things that hold us back from being able to do what we normally do in a high pressure situation, right? When it comes to rescuing, I mean, we'll be out there to rescue. Now, we need to think what is going on with ourselves right now, where we're at a point that our baby formula situation is being at a shortage on our shelves at a 40% level now. And the thing is that the shortage that's happening right now is nothing that wasn't already known as an issue a few months ago. I mean, this shortage happened, it wasn't a shortage, it was actually just a recall. Now, many of us have experienced recalls, right? We've experienced recalls when it comes to problems happening with our cars. We've experienced food recalls with different types of vegetation that we've had to, we ended up purchasing that had to be returned, and we had to get it replaced or what have you, because they were contaminated of one form or other. So this is not new recalls for us, but what I feel is new is I don't actually remember it ever being to a point recently, this past few generations that I've lived in on this earth, where it has come to a point that it is affecting the life of your children or you yourself, right? You're not going to be able to live without it. You won't be able to sustain yourself or nutritious wise without it. Now, a shortage of baby formula is a big deal. A 40% shortage is a huge deal in our country. That's almost 50%, and that's increased quickly since February to a 40% amount. All right, so if it isn't sounding like it's going to be resolved anytime soon, then how much quicker is that happening? Now, we're having different types of arguments starting to arise because of this, where people are making like accusations, are almost making parents feel bad about the fact that they don't have formula to give to all of the babies, because there are certain parents that are supposedly hoarding formula for themselves, or they're not doing enough to breastfeed their own children because they're being lazy about using baby formula instead. I mean, just different types of accusations. I'm just kind of pushing it a little bit more, because this is things that I've heard from my news resources, and most of my news resources at the moment are, they vary, actually. They go from listening to different things posted on YouTube, listen to different talk show radios on the AM station, and I just kind of combine all of it together, and then I just kind of scour around to see where else I can find some information that might be able to back up some of the stuff that's just being put out there, and just hoping that I have a well-rounded input of facts or even speculation, just to hear if there's anything that's coinciding within it all that makes some sense to be closer to what's actually happening. And I hope I made sense when I said that to you. But it's hard sometimes, especially nowadays, to form or have a really good judgment, or thinking you have the best amount of information that's given to you, because so much is going on with just the sharing of information. And this is why I felt like it was really important to start having these conversations on our pod trails, because it's just part of what's going on with all of us here around the world, really, just to be able to communicate, to have open discussions about issues that are really concerning, like this baby formula shortage. And I know at the end, the other part of the question is this, like, okay, so we have this baby formula shortage, then why is it that they're having empty shelves in our stores here in America? And I don't think this is happening around the world. I think that this is just an American situation at the moment. However, food shortages or empty shelves is something that is becoming like this normal thing to accept in our stores when we go into, because it also goes down to the whole supply chain issue. Now, trying not to get myself down that road, all I'm saying is that it is really interesting to think that we are still not taking care of ourselves. But when I say ourselves, we're not taking care of our babies. The supply that should be going to our shelves here in America, I found out on a channel on YouTube, on the news, where it does say that they found out they're shipping pallets, all the pallets of baby formula are going down to the southern border here in America first. That's where they're storing them all. Like, and that's where they're handing them out, is down at the border. Why? Why are they doing that? And then why on top of it, I mean, have you been asking this question? Did you even know that? Did you know that when you go into your store and you don't see any formula that you need in particular on the shelf, it's because that they might be taking that formula and they're whatever you needed for your baby, and it's going down to the border and sitting at some warehouse down there, and they're passing it out to whomever's happening to cross it right now. And they're crossing it without having to be vetted or anything. I mean, that's crazy to me. That is just amazing right now that that is happening. Because now, not only are we having to worry about, before it's like, okay, a food shortage, like you're gonna make these little adjustments, right? Or you would change like what you would normally have to consider a cheat on your diet to, like, well, that's just gonna be part of my diet right now because that's what I have to be able to afford. I just have to figure out another way of being able to work my diet out. Or, you know, it's like, okay, well, we can't get the leaner meats right now for our whole family, so we have to get something that's just a bit more economical for as far as meat is concerned for our family. Those sort of things. But you didn't think about your baby formula being one of the things that would be the first off the list, right? I mean, who was gonna think that? I didn't think that. That was nothing I would ever expect to happen for some reason. And that's what is incredible to know, that even though we have a certain amount out there, that they're taking that amount and they're shipping it somewhere else for people who are not even citizens of our country right now. And that's just crazy to me. And it's crazy because you're hearing all of this major concern about every life matters when it comes to certain other healthcare situations, but when it comes to time to feeding our own babies, then all of a sudden we're supposed to, as Americans, hold ourselves back and cut, you know, and be able to figure out a way to what? What are we supposed to, what are they supposed to figure out? Because people are starting to figure out ways. I happened to come across, like, I was sitting there thinking, because I personally am not in a position to be able to have children anymore because I'm too old. I've had my kids. My kids are well grown right now. And I am feeling fortunate that I do not have to have the pressure of our grandkids having to go through something like that, because we don't have grandkids yet. So the many people that are out there who have babies, I just didn't think about it. I didn't think about where our society is as far as how you take care of a baby and raising it and giving it its nutrition, because I pretty much just thought, well, there was the option that we had. We had breastfeeding, which is always usually the first thing that was needed to do this. What we're supposed to do as mothers is you breastfeed your children. If you're able to do that, and if you had certain issues as far as breastfeeding concern, then the baby formula option was going to be your only other option as far as feeding your baby, right? So those were the two things. And at the time, there wasn't like this plethora of different types of baby formulas depending on what your particular baby's needs are. Not just the fact that you aren't able to breastfeed, it was because your baby actually might not be able to get enough nutrients from your own breast milk. That's a possibility. I didn't think about that. I wasn't having to deal with that personally, so I didn't think about it. Let's be honest, a lot of us don't think about something unless they have to deal with it personally. I didn't think about that. Producing enough milk for them, you could have that problem, or you could be on some certain medication that you weren't able to breastfeed for, which that's totally understandable. At certain times of breastfeeding, that can happen with you as a mother, so you have to have the breast milk or the baby formula option, sorry. So those were issues back then. I mean, it was kind of cut and dry. It wasn't like this other possibilities of your kid being allergic to something. Then you have to deal with, like, if your kids had dairy issues. Now, that's totally understandable. And so they would have like a non-dairy option. Well, all of that's really opened up since then. I found out how much it's opened up. There's all these different varieties as far as what they can offer for baby formula now. So that's cool. That's nice to know that there's different options out there for parents that have to deal with types of allergies or gastro issues that their babies might have when it comes to digesting the types of formula out there. And as well as, now I'm super excited about this, is that I did find out that one of my very, very favorite baby food companies still exist. Thank goodness. They were the only organic company that I came across when it came time for my kids to start eating solid foods. And thank the Lord, because oh no, my kids were so picky when it came to their baby food, that trying to feed them what was out there just as an everyday go-to, well, they didn't like it. And when I tried it myself personally, I was like, well, I can see why they didn't like it. So I started tasting some of the other little baby foods that were out there, and I found this brand called Earth Best. Now, Earth Best is an organic brand, and they still exist, and you can get their baby formula as well, an organic baby formula. They have that option now. They didn't have that when I first was looking into baby formulas at the time. All they had was just Similac, was basically an Enfamil. Those are the only two brands that I remember, okay? Those were the only two. So, knowing that Earth's Best actually has their own baby formula, if you can find Earth's Best, if you just solid food alone, but if they have a baby formula, I would definitely check it out. And I think they are, that was one of the things I did find out, is that if you're looking for baby formula, Amazon was a go-to right now online, if you can't find it in your stores locally, and I think Walmart, maybe CVS, not sure. I did do a little bit of looking around before this show. I know, you're going, why did you do it? Because I was curious. But yes, they are, a lot of them are out of stock. Check them out. There's another store, another online store you can check out that is also really good for any of your natural or organic food resources, and that's Vitacost. You can go there too, and they also have baby formula, but I don't know if they have certain brands in stock, and I'm not familiar with all of them. I am familiar with Earth's Best, and Earth's Best was always a reliable source as far as my baby food was concerned when my kids were little. All right, now this is the good news. The good news is that there are alternatives out there as far as being able to figure out a way of what you can do as an emergency for your emergency situation if you need to be able to take care of your baby now. The bad news is there's an argument, right? People are disagreeing, are saying that it isn't a good idea to do your own baby formula. Make your own homemade baby formula. And the reason is because that it depends on your child's needs, okay? They could be, if they're allergic to milk, it could be an issue. And milk is not really one of the very first go-tos as far as a breast milk replacement is concerned. Goat's milk, uncultured goat's milk, or like uncultured, no, don't even go there. Don't try that, because of the fact that there's a possibility that because they're uncultured, that they could have some sort of issue with them, and you just don't want to risk that with your baby necessarily. So I would, for me personally, agree with that. Now, however, there are other places like FDA and some American pediatricians who are also not recommending that you make your own homemade formula, basically because of the fact that they are concerned about you not being clean enough when it comes to making those formulas. You might be making contaminated boy baby formula, is what I read. Okay, that's what I read. That is, they were concerned that it won't be sterile enough, that you won't have enough nutrients in it for the baby. You might cause more harm than good, because they kind of making it like, from those articles, it seemed more like it's something as not an emergency situation, but more as if you're thinking of just completely replacing it from buying preset formula. Now, the funny thing is that even though they're having this argument, the whole thing that started this whole baby shortage was the recall where it was contaminated. So there's that. And I've also read that there are certain allergies that your baby can have as a result of depending on where those baby formulas are made and what else is being made there, that if they're not really making sure that those, the equipment there is clean, any kind of little possible allergens your baby can have, that it can be in those formulas sometimes. I read that too. Now I'll be sharing some of the information of where I read these different articles so you can go yourself and check them out and see if there's anything in there that could be useful to you if you are in the situation of looking for baby formula alternatives. But they are out there. From what I saw, some of it I would not like. There's this thing where they're adding like certain types of oil, like cod liver oil is one of the recipes, and this was by a doctor, this cod liver oil baby formula recipe. Beef liver that I saw was one of the things you would add to your baby formula. I can't imagine doing that for an infant baby, is adding that to their formula. I'm not sure about that one, but that one was out there. I saw that recipe out there too. Carol syrup. Okay, so coming from my, for me personally, knowing the issues that I have with certain sweeteners or certain sweets, like I can't have processed sugars, I would probably steer away from that. There's so many other alternatives out there as far as natural sugars or sweetener is concerned that you could use for your baby formula if that's what you need in your baby formula, that I would stay away from Karo syrup myself personally. But that's out there as part of a formula. So you would have to do some research. Now, there are some vegan ones that I saw. There's some plant-based milks that I saw that were options or ideas from other mothers who have dealt with recently. And when I say this recently, since 2019 to 2022, who have had special issues with their kids. One of them, I'm going to be sharing, both these I'll be sharing with you. One was an eczema blog about her baby who suffers from eczema, and another one was a mother who has 8 children, and I think after 8 kids, she might have a little bit of an idea of having to deal with this issue, and what she had concluded was the best resource for her as far as substituting her breast milk. And I'll be sharing that recipe with you as well. I'm not going to tell you exactly how it is. I think that you can go ahead and I'll give you her website and you can go on there, check it out yourself, and see if it's an alternative for you that you could possibly get while you get through this point in time. She did talk to her pediatrician, and her pediatrician actually was the one that gave her this recipe. So There you go. That is from a pediatrician. As far as she is concerned, you can go onto her blog, contact her, ask her who her pediatrician is if you need to, and yada, yada, so forth, and have a blast with it. What I'm saying is that I am surprised that we as American citizens are in this position right now where we are worrying about how to feed our infant babies now, especially the ones that are not on solid food. Solid food babies are not, or who are transitioning from breast milk to solid food situation, they are not in as much of a crisis. And it's more than likely the babies that are about 4 months to 6 months old have more options as far as alternatives are concerned to supply them with some sort of baby formula substitute until the shortage is out. But it's the ones that are newborn to about 4 months old that are the biggest concern at the moment. So, you know, when we hear this statistics about 40% being a shortage, and how many of the 40% involve babies that are newborn to 4 months or 6 months old with special needs formulas, that is where we have to help ourselves just calm down for a minute and not go into a panic mode, because we don't know all of the facts. We don't have all of the statistics in front of us to be able to conclude what is really an emergency at the moment. But if you are having that situation where you're at, just take a second and breathe. And there are other places out there that you can find, depending on your situation, an alternative for an emergency. And if it works out for you, then that's personally, as far as I'm concerned, between you and how you want to raise your kids and your pediatrician as well, and what your baby's needs are. Find out if these particular blogs that I'll be sharing with you and the recipes that they have or alternatives that they shared are something it can be done for you at the moment. Okay, that's it. I mean, that's the only thing. If I was in that position, that's all I could do, right? I mean, you can only get as much information as you possibly can, see if there's any alternatives that you can possibly do to be able to get you through that moment. And hopefully it's a short-term situation, that it's not going to be a long-term situation. And then if it is a long-term situation, then is this something that you'll be able to do in the interim? Because you have to be able to feed your baby something, right? Something. You can't just say, well, there's no baby formula, so I can't feed my child. There has to be another alternative. Now, I get where they're saying that in case it's going to be a contamination situation, and I think they're talking more like if you're going with a raw milk formula or a raw, uncultured goat milk formula, something like that, that's where the concern is possibly. It's kind of vague about that, but you can go onto their sites too if you want to and get that information of what their actual concern is as far as your preparation. Now, the other thing that I would do is pray. Pray, because boy, I tell you what, or meditate, just calm yourself down and talk to your support that you have, your support system. Get together with them and find out if they've come up with any solutions or if they have heard anything as well, just so you can get as much information as possible so you can make the best decision possible if you are the ones on this pod trail that are dealing with this particular situation and you're kind of like at your wit's end going, what am I supposed to do? There is a solution. Just figure out what is the best solution for you and your circumstance with your baby or a member of your family that might be going through this and they are needing some brainstorming help too. And just if you find anything in what I share with you today that can help you all out, then boy, I sure am glad about that. And I'm glad you were with me today on this pod trail to discuss it, because really what's shocking to me is what I said in my title, is that finding out with all of this stuff that's going on that they are taking the baby formula that is available at the moment and they're shipping it out to the border, our southern border, first, before replenishing our own shelves here in America, where the shortage is mostly happening, is baffling to me. I am just blown away with that, and I am sure many of you who are parents out there and who are kind of getting that feeling like you're getting blamed for the fact that it's somehow your fault by not being able to breastfeed your child right now instead, because maybe you can't breastfeed your child. You have no choice. That's why you have to have the formula. Or maybe you work too much and your work doesn't allow for you to be able to be there to breastfeed for your child all the time, because that's how it is nowadays. We don't have both parents at home, or one of the parents at home to be able to raise the kid while the other parent is out working. It's kind of impossible to have that nowadays. Why? I wish it wasn't. I wish it was a way that, you know, if you choose to want to have a parent at home, you can do that, and that it's, and you can still survive as a family. That's, I think, having a parent at home raising the kids is one of my personal beliefs that it's important to have. It's just that I don't want to get into that, because that's not part of our pod trail today. But that is circumstances that cause people to have their babies on formula instead of being breastfed on call like they would need to, because they're not there to do it on call. And some of you cannot do the breast pumping because of the fact that you don't, one, maybe you can't afford the breast pump that you, to do it with, or two, it freaking hurts too much for you to do it, and you don't produce enough milk to express your milk and then make sure you have it there for your baby. Who knows what the situation is, but there's a reason why you need to have the baby formula that you need to have, or the decisions that you made to have baby formula to supplement your breastfeeding instead. Okay, but that's between you and what's going on with your family, and nobody else really needs to like sit there and judge you for that particular situation, because they're not living it, right? They're not in that. So that I don't agree with is how some people are trying to push the blame on the parents in a situation that most of us would not have thought that would ever be a problem, as far as the first thing to go on the food list for the needs of our country and the and our families. Most of us all agree as a family that if you have a baby in the family, the most you would want to take care of your babies first. Most of us are there. So I am surprised that we as an American nation at the moment is having this particular issue that has been a bit on the critical list since February of this year, knowing it all started out with just a recall, but for some reason it has been pushed out to this point where now it's become a 40% shortage throughout our country. And what are they doing with our extra supplies? They're sending it down to the southern border. Why? All right, so this is going to be shocking, even to myself, because what I'm about to say is something I never thought I would ever say as a solution to deal with our issues here in America, in our community. But here it goes. The only answer I can come up with as far as dealing with why they're sending it down to the southern border first is you have to call your local Congress and your local government officials there and ask them why. All right, that's the only solution as far as that is concerned. Yep, y'all, I said it. I can't believe I did, but there you go. That's the solution I'm going to share with you about that situation. However, what is causing it not to be able to be replenished or having another alternative in its place at the moment? What's stopping that? So that I have not found the answer to. Kind of need to just suck it up and deal with it. And that I just don't understand that mentality, when you're also just a minute ago, not too long in our past, we were told how important each and every one of our lives were on this United States earth. Okay, so that is my understanding or my feeling about how this whole baby food shortage is being handled and how it is being shared as far as a crisis of news is concerned for all of us here in our country and what we need to do to resolve it, what our solutions. And some of those solutions that are coming out there that parents are sharing when they can find it are making your own homemade formulas and how that idea is being bashed down. And one of those particular articles that I read is from PolitiFact here online. You can go on PolitiFact, and they are basically saying that they're tossing the argument that it's not okay for parents to make their own baby food or their own baby formulas because of the FDA saying so and because of the American pediatricians saying it's not safe for the parents to do. Now, this is the naysaying side about the whole homemade baby formula side. And they actually, funny enough, they're part of the whole Facebook misinformation. So they're saying that parents who are sharing this sort of stuff is, they're totally wrong about doing it, yada yada, so forth. But you can go on to PolitiFact, read the article yourself, get the information you want. They have all the freaking links that you can go to be able to read from the FDA and all their stuff, what their arguments against it is about. Check them out, and just so you can have all sides of the story and see the reasons why they come up with it. There's some valid arguments there, but at the same time, I feel like there's also a one-sided, they kind of want to have you just rely in one particular area as far as your decision-making is concerned, and for some reason, coming up with your own solutions is not really an American thing to do anymore. I don't know why, but apparently that's kind of how I read it. But that's me personally. You might read it a completely different way, and that's on you. But that I'm giving you that argument right there. You can check it out yourself. Now, here is another option that you can check out. It's from Eczema Mama, Parenting Child with Eczema. And she has non-dairy milk alternatives that she says basically are for toddlers, but there's a couple ones on here that you might be interested in checking out that might be a good solution for you as far as trying to make your own homemade baby formula. And that could be oat milk, and I think the other one was rice milk. You can check those two out if you're a vegan or what have you. But she has some information on here that you can see yourself and see if those are an alternative for you to use if your baby is allergic to milk. Now, this other article is another one who has a homemade vegan baby formula, and it says homemade vegan baby formula, and her blog is called Tatiana Mota, and it's spelled TatianaMota. And this was published on May of 2019. So this is a recent baby formula. And she has it posted for 6 months plus. So you can check out her blog. And she shares the baby formula that her and her husband came up together with. And see if it's something that you would be able to do for yourself as an alternative until the shortage is over. Now, the one I was sharing with you, here's another one that you might want to check into as far as fact-checking is concerned. You can look on Healthline. Healthline is one of those parenting sort of bloggy places that you can also check out. But they're talking about the infant formula shortage as well. That's infant formula shortage, why it's happening and what parents can do. And they also are not on the homemade so much, but they do share the recalled formulas and the links there as well. So you can go on that website, read this article, see if there's any information here that's helpful for you or kind of get you up to speed on exactly what's going on. They give you the percentage of how many at the moment and how the decline happened and all that stuff on this particular website. So go on to Healthline and check them out. And last but not least, you can go on to, and this is the one I would listen to, or not listen to, but I would check out for sure as far as your baby formula making is concerned. The formula here is the one that she was given by her pediatrician, and this is the mother who has 8 children, and she had posted this particular particular post in, it's a recent one, it was in it was 2022. Is it 2022? Or did she have her last child in 2022? Okay, she had her last kid in 2022. Well, this woman, bless her, has 8 kids, okay? As of 2022, here's my backstory. As of 2022, I have given birth to 8 babies. My oldest is now 17 and my youngest is 7. Bless her. And she has dealt with feeding issues with each of her children, ranging from the baby literally not being able to physically nurse due to underlying medical diagnosis. Two of her babies had underlying issues. To me not making enough milk and or me not making nutritious enough milk, ultimately with all of my babies. So I guess she's always had a kind of an issue with breastfeeding and not having enough, either producing it or not having a nutritious enough milk. So with her help of her pediatrician, who gave her a simpler recipe as well, she was able to have this breast milk or breast transitioning milk, that homemade recipe that she shares in her blog, so you can check it out. And it's really simple. It looks like a real, she has the supplies here. It is 1, 2, 3. It's only 3 ingredients in the whole thing. And you just need like a little mixing thingy she has going on here. And of course, baby bottles, put it in. But it's only 3 ingredients. And it's pretty simple. They can be organic as well, so that is awesome, because then you don't have to worry about, and it's not cultured milk, it's a goat milk base. All right, that's what it is. So check it out. And the sweetener is I didn't even realize I had this kind of sweetener, but you can check out, it's an organic sweetener that she has as well. So these are organic ingredients. They should be healthy for your baby to use. You can check the recipe out. You can send her a little comment as well, asking her who her pediatrician is that had helped her with the formula, and simplify it and everything, and see if it's something that you can do right now until this whole thing works out. She has a pediatrician backing her on her information. So, might help if I give you her website is called Clarissa R. Weston. Is that correct? Did I say your last name right? Clarissa? Alright, she has it in that handmade font thing that I can't understand what the last letter is. But it's Clarissa, R with a dot, and I think it's Swest, and it looks like just an N, but I'm not sure. And the name of her blog is Homemade Infant Formula. Alright, so there you go. Homemade Infant Formula by Clarissa. She shares the recipe on her blog. Go to the blog, check it out, see if it's something that is useful for you. It looks very, very simple compared to the other ones that I saw out there. And as far as the ingredients that they were sharing out there, there was just way too much stuff. And there was like milk and there's like some meat. So some of you might have meat issues that you don't want to have, or egg issues that you want to use, all that stuff. This is just 1, 2, 3 ingredients. And it looks like it covers the part where you're kind of worried about the vitamin issue as well. So it's there. Look at it and see if it's something that you can do right now until the shortage is over. So that is all that I found out at the moment to share with you on this particular discussion. And I hope it helps. And I hope you enjoyed this pod trail today. Oh my goodness. I cannot wait to our next episode to catch up with you guys and talk about what is going on with our life journey. All right. So until then, what do we do? We love ourselves kindly and are grateful for one thing each day. And please, my fellow life walkers and freedom talkers, I hope you are enjoying these pod trails with me. And if you are, subscribe or share with your fellow life walkers and freedom talkers in your life. And I look forward to you on our next pod trail. Take care.
Listen, it's a long road to get us where we want to go. It's a long road to get us where we want to go. I'll keep on going. Hey, no.